Okay, hello everybody, I hope you're feeling good right now, and let's begin. Thank you so much, Mr. Combis, for creating this great discussion challenge. It's a very, very important issue, being criticized or criticizing other people. And I'm gonna talk a little bit about my opinion about this topic, of course. So let's begin. You know, when someone criticizes me, first of all, I always try to listen to his or her words at first, and then make my decision to what to say to him or her. So, as I said, first of all, I listen to his criticism, and you know, it will be different according to his or her words. So I listen, and when his or her criticizing about me is true, and yeah, it's true, and he criticizes me rationally, and you know, he says the truth, and when I see that he's saying the truth and he criticizes me, you know, rationally, I accept his criticizing, I accept his criticism, his criticizing, and even I thank him. Because, you know, he shows me my mistakes, my faults, my drawbacks, my defaults. And it's very, very good of him, you know. So when I see that his words are rational, and I can't deny them, so, and because they're truth, he says the truth and he criticizes me rationally, he's right, so I will accept his criticizing and even thank him. So this is some side of our conversation, sorry. And on the other hand, when he says his words and criticizes me unrationally, and you know, I'm sure, certainly, that he's wrong. He's somehow wrong about criticizing me. So I will enter to argue positively and politely. I will argue with him that dude, my friend, I think you're right, but I avoid saying you're wrong. I don't like saying people you're wrong, but I try to, you know, conceive him that and convince him that your criticizing, in my opinion, is not the truth, and it isn't true, in my opinion. Sorry, but I disagree with you. So I try, if he's wrong in my opinion, I try to you know, talk to him and convince him that I disagree with your criticizing, my brother, it again depends on his reaction. So when he you know, accepts, when he's humble or modest, and he accepts that, yeah, I was wrong, sorry. So I accept it, and he accepts his wrongness, his mistake. So, and the conversation is over, and nothing more left and remained. And that's it. You know, and we will become friends, and I thank him even when I disagree with your criticizing, but I respect you and thank you so much, and the conversation will be over. But when he consists and he insists on, you know, his side, and he consists, even he knows absolutely that he's wrong, but he doesn't like to approve of his being wrong. So he, when he insists, says on his side. So I always try, not always, but usually, to tell you the truth, I usually try to avoid and break the conversation, you know, because I don't see any benefits from for this continuing this conversation, because he insists on his side irrationally, even though he knows that he's wrong, but because I don't see any benefits to continue and to argue with him, so I avoid, and somehow I try to set myself free from him. And I say, maybe I will say that, yeah, brother, I think you're right, and let me go. I don't want to talk about it. You're right, okay? You're right. Let's end this conversation. And that's it. Because I don't see any benefits. And even it maybe will cause to fight or something. You know, in one book, in the ZBook application, how to win friends, if I'm not mistaken, I forgot the whole name, the entire name of this book, but it was a great book. It is on ZBook. You know, how to make friends and win other people, I think. Anyway, so the author of this book says that this quotation is very, very awesome, I think, and I totally agree with him. That he says that the best way to win the conversation and argument is to avoid that. Yeah, that's a very, very good sentence in my opinion. And I will avoid. So as you see, it depends on the reaction of the opponent, my words, I mean. So, you know, I like to being criticized, you know, especially when they are my friends and they wanna help me. They don't destroy me by saying my faults, but they want me to improve. And I will always, you know, embrace them, absolutely. I like, but